Again, this evening, we shall speak a little about the glories of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
In the Malay, Nam Marvadiyam, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
We'll just speak a little about His glories. Because even if we had a lifetime of Lord Brahma, we couldn't come to the end of His glory, so... So however much we speak in an hour or so is hardly even going to touch the shore of the great ocean of His transcendental qualities. I remember shortly after joining ISKCON, I was reading The Nectar of Devotion. Yeah, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And I was surprised that one of the first statements there is that Bhakti is greater than Bhagavan. Because even Bhagavan is attracted by Bhakti. It has the power to attract Bhagavan. So we just were singing now how Narottam Das is praising how in some ways the devotee is even greater than Bhagavan himself. Gangara parasa haile paschate pavan darshane pavitra karo eto margun. Well, this is comparing the Vaishnav to Ganga. Ganga is also Vaishnav. She is Vaishnavi. But by contacting or touching the water of Ganga, many times over a long period, one becomes purified. But immediately by contact with a great devotee, one is purified. Hari sthane aparadhe tare harinam. If one commits an offense to Lord Hari, he may be delivered from that by chanting the name of Hari. Tomas sthane aparadhe nahi keram. But if one commits an offense to the great devotee, there is no circumventing that, no avoiding the effect. That is apparent in the story of Durvasa insulting Ambarish Maharaj. So by the grace of Bhagavan, the devotee may seem to be more than him. Ram, Bhagavan, crossed to Lanka on a bridge of floating stone. So that is something wonderful. But Hanuman just jumped. So it appears that Hanuman was more than Ram. And actually it's a fact that by remembering the devotees, we please Krishna. As Prabhupada used to say, if you want to please a man, you have to please him. In the Western world, you please his dog. Because he's attached to his stupid dog.
ஏனென்றால் அவர் அந்த முட்டாள்தனமான நாய்க்கு நாயினால் கவரப்பட்டிருக்கிறார்.
So in the same way, if we become attached to a Vaishnav, then somehow or other, if we become attached to a Vaishnav, we get the blessings of Bhagavan. Somehow or other, if we become attached to a Vaishnav, we get the blessings of Bhagavan. One example is the story of Gajendra Mochan. That Gajendra was actually a Vaishnav from a previous life. He was Maharaj Indradyumna, but somehow or other, due to a curse, he took the body of a dumb elephant. So the crocodile was fighting with Gajendra, who was eventually delivered by Lord Vishnu. And the jiva in the body of the crocodile was blessed by Lord Vishnu by having his head severed from his body by the Sudarshan Chakra. So he was delivered from the crocodile body to a heavenly form. So he also got such benefit because he had been in contact with the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Of course, biting in envy, that is not recommended. But somehow or other, there is benefit by doing so. Our own Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly the most prominent disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada was actually very critical of some of his god brothers. Who were also disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So Prabhupada criticized some of them for being materialistic. He said they were just interested in enjoying the buildings of the Gaudiya Math but not serving the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And one particular godbrother of Srila Prabhupada was actually appeared to be very envious of him. He was always criticizing Prabhupada. So eventually when he passed away, some of the devotees... No, I'll tell you something more about him. That Prabhupada also said about him that he thought that the Gaudiya Math was a joint... he was one of the first disciples. And Prabhupada said that he thought that I started this... It's like a venture, a business... that I started with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada said about this godbrother, he was one of the first disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and actually he organized the whole Gaudiya Math from the beginning. So Prabhupada described his mentality. That myself and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati started the Gaudiya Math. He was the senior partner. Now he passed away, so now it's all my property. These children, they shouldn't run in and out. Please, you can just close it. Can we lock the door so they can just play outside?
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said his bhakti was like that of Putana. He came as if he was friendly, but actually his intention was just the opposite. So in this way, Prabhupada was, you know, extremely critical of him. And we shall neither say that Prabhupada is wrong, nor shall we ourselves criticize in the same way. We shall not say that Prabhupada is wrong, and at the same time we shall not criticize in the same way.
So Prabhupada,
but anyway, after this godbrother of Prabhupada's passed away, then one of Prabhupada's leading disciples asked Prabhupada, well, what happened to him? Where did he go after passing away?
So in the Prabhupada
Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead. So then the devotee asked, well, how was that possible? Because he was always so envious and critical. Prabhupada replied that, well, my Guru Maharaj, namely Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is very merciful. He just took the good side. He accepted the good part. Just like Krishna, he found something good in Putana and he delivered her. So my Guru Maharaj delivered this godbrother. So somehow or other we should try to remain in contact with the great devotees. Of course it is better to remain in contact in a favorable manner. We would prefer to be like to develop the mood of Nanda and Yashoda rather than that of Kamsa and Putana.
So Kamsa Putana and
So we shall try to develop a favorable service attitude towards Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I was describing this morning something about his teachings. And from that you could get a little bit of an idea of how complex, in such a which a complex manner, he presented the teachings of Krishna consciousness. So for us, practically, to serve Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur means to do so through Srila
Prabhupada.
By serving Srila Prabhupada in his mission, we are connected with all the great acharyas of the parampara. Now one thing, we find that Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized book production and book distribution. So Prabhupada, he got this inspiration from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Prabhupada said, I learned all about the practical things, or I learned all about Krishna consciousness from actually in my childhood from my father. But the extra or the special thing that I received from my Guru Maharaj was this instruction about book production and distribution. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to call the printing press the Brihan Mridanga, or the big drum.
Big drum. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati avargal indha achagathai oru periya mridangathodu oppittu koorinar.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the Sankirtan movement.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ekam oru Sankirtana ekam.
Which means, Sankirtan means complete glorification.
Sankirtanam endral,
and that is generally executed through the medium of singing the holy names of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally go from town to town and village to village singing the names of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thane neridiyaga ovvoru oorilum
and his followers, the Gauriya Vaishnavas, do the same thing. His followers, the Gauriya Vaishnavas, do the same thing. In Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, the Mridanga and Kartal, they are the essential paraphernalia.
So the Harinam Sankirtanatil, Mridangamum, Kartalamum, Mika Mukhyamana Pagudigal.
But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he called the printing press the Brihat Mridanga.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati avargal indha pusthakangalai achadikkum achagathai Brihat Mridangam, Periya Mridangam endru kurippittar.
He gave the example that if you go on the street or in the marketplace and chant the holy names, the sound of the Mridanga may be heard for some distance.
So avar kurinar, நாம் இந்த சங்கீர்த்தனத்தை நாம் இந்த கடைவீதியை செய்யும்போது கடைவீதியை சங்கீர்த்தனம் செய்யும்போது இந்த மிருதங்கத்தின் சத்தம் சிறு தூரம் கேட்கும் என்றார்.
Maybe 100 meters or 200 meters.
ஒரு 100 அல்லது 200 மீட்டர் வரை கேட்கும்.
But the effect of the printing press of books and magazines being printed, that goes all over the world.
ஆனால் இந்த அச்சகத்தில் நாம் புத்தகங்களை அச்சடிக்கும் போது இந்த செய்தியானது உலகம் முழுவதும் பரவுகிறது.
He personally wrote so many books.
அவரே சில அநேக புத்தகங்களை எழுதியிருக்கிறார்.
And his disciples did also.
அவருடைய சீடர்களும் அதே போன்ற புத்தகங்களை எழுதியிருக்கிறார்கள்.
He said that temples and temple worship, that is especially meant for neophyte devotees.
So avar kurinar indha koil valipadanadhu ilaya pudidaga ulla bhakti needapattavargalukkaanadhu endru kurinar.
But the engagement of advanced devotees is to write and publish many books and distribute them all over the world
indha mudirndha bhaktargal seiya vendiyad enna endral புத்தகங்களை எழுதி அவற்றை வெளியிட்டு உலகம் முழுவதும் அதை விநியோகிக்க வேண்டும்.
Well, that doesn't mean that every devotee who comes to a temple or lives in a temple is a neophyte. That does not mean that every devotee who comes to a temple or lives in a temple is a neophyte.
ஆனால் கோயிலில் வந்து தங்கியிருக்கும் பக்தர்கள் எல்லாம் ஒரு இளைய
But those who don't see anything beyond this, who have no life for preaching, they are considered neophyte devotees.
So யாருக்கு இந்த பிரச்சாரம் செய்யும் எண்ணம் இல்லையோ அவர்கள் இளநிலையில் உள்ள பக்தர்களாக கருதப்படுகிறார்கள்.
In one of the several poems or songs that he wrote, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Pran Ache Jar Shehetu Prachar. That who has got life, he can preach. So he had several magazines and publications. Including a daily newspaper called the Dainik Nadia Prakash. Daily Nadia Prakash. That was the name of the newspaper. Which ran daily for several years. One of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's admirers was Madan Mohan Malavia. Maybe you know his name. He was prominent in the Indian independence movement. He was prominent in the Indian independence movement.
Madan Mohan Malavia and Bhavar.
So he once asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how can you have a daily newspaper about spiritual topics? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that this Calcutta, it is just one small city in a big world. Of course, Calcutta is not a small city, but its size compared to the whole world is very small. And in this city, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there are about 20 daily newspapers. Actually, in most places there used to be more newspapers. The number has decreased. Have you seen that in your lifetime? The number has decreased. So he said that, you see, this is only one small city, but it has so many newspapers. And we have, and they only have information about this little planet.
So in the Siri Nagaratil, itane patriyagal irukkinrana, aanal indha ulagathai patriya vishayangal avargalukku theriyadhu.
But we have information about the vast, unlimited spiritual world.
Aanal engalukku indha ellaiyatra aanmiga ulagangalai patriya arivu gnanam irukkirathu.
What to speak of daily, we could produce a newspaper every minute.
So dinasari ovvor naalum patriyai endru kettirgal aanal ovvor nimidum kuda naam patriyai ezhudalam.
But unfortunately there is a lack of interest or lack of subscribers to such information.
Duradrishtamaga vasathin kaaranamaga idukkaga sandhaadaragal migavum kuraivaga irukkirargal.
So this Dainik Nadia Prakash was selling for 1 or 2 paise.
So in the Nadia Prakash and the Dinasari Patrikai, ondru allathu irandu paisagalukku vilpanai seiyappattu vandhathu.
And if some brahmachari would sell even a few copies, 1 or 2 copies, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would become very pleased.
So oru brahmachari ondru allathu irandu pradigal vittalum kuda Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati avargal avaridam irunda sandosham adindar.
Once Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Radha Kund. That is the most sacred place in the universe. It's generally considered the most, among Gauriya Vaishnavas, it is understood as the most sacred place in the universe.
So Gauriya Vaishnavas,
that is the pond of Radharani, which is non different from her. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur met, at that time he was Abhay Charan Aravinda Das Adhikari at Radha Kund.
Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati avargalai sandhikkum bodhu Abhayacharan
அபாய சரணாரவிந்த,
அபாய சரணாரவிந்த அதிகாரி என்று அந்த நிலையில்
தாச அதிகாரி. So this was a meeting between two titanic acharyas.
இது மிக titanic என்றால்
it means you know very great.
மிக மிக உன்னதமான
mega mega
மிக மிக உன்னதமான ஆச்சாரியர்கள் சந்திப்பாக இருந்தது.
Say mega mega
மிக very very.
Oh I see. Mega
mega.
It's also great. It means similar thing. It means very great. At the most sacred place. And there were, we could expect that there would be some very important discussion. And there was. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to Abhay Charanaravinda Das.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur avargal Abhay Charanaravinda Das adhikariyidam kurinar.
He said that some of my senior disciples are fighting amongst themselves.
Ennudaiya mootha seedargalil silar avargalkkum sandai ittukondirukkargal.
This is giving me much distress.
Idhu enakku migundha varuthathai alikkirathu.
Previously, we were staying in a rented building in Calcutta. But now, by the gift of one of his rich disciples, J.B. Datta, they had a very opulent marble temple. J.B. Datta was his name. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that now my leading disciples, they are fighting. Who will occupy this room? Who will get the best room? And so on. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I think it is better if we dismantle the temple. Sell off the bricks. And use the money to print books. Of course, there is no indication that he actually had any intention of doing that. But he was expressing his desires. So at that time he told Abhay Charanaravinda Das some words which were to become very famous. If you ever get money, print books. So Prabhupada said, I realized at that time how much importance he placed on books.
So appo adha samayathil pusthakathin meedhu avar endha alavukku mukkiya pusthakathin pusthakathin meedhu endha alavukku avar mukkiyathum veithirundar endradhu Prabhupadavukku therinjathu.
Srila Prabhupada, in establishing this Hare Krishna movement all over the world, has emphasized the importance of distributing books.
Srila Prabhupada avargal in Hare Krishna iyakathai thottukkumbodhu indha puthangal viniyogapadhu endha alavukku mukkiyam endradhai valiyurthi kooriyirukkar.
Because he wants to please his own Gurudev.
Yenendral avar thannudaiya guruvai thirthi padutha virumbugirar.
And his guru is pleased by distribution of books.
Avarude guruvukku pusthaka viniyogam thirthi alikkum.
And why is he pleased? Because that is the best method to spread Krishna consciousness. That people can get it goes very widely, like we are saying, it's the big mridanga. And anyone who gets a book and reads that, then they'll never be the same. Anyone who gets a book and reads it, they'll never be the same.
So
Prabhupada said, anyone who reads Krishna book will become a devotee. He said that Bhagavad Gita as it is, that anyone who, this book is sufficient for becoming Krishna conscious. So, many of you are engaged in distributing these books. And those who are not should try to become engaged in distribution of these books. Those who are not engaged in that should try to become so. Of course, we need so many services need to be done. Pujaris, cooks, all kinds of different services need to be done. But everyone should try to take part in the book distribution, at least sometimes. This will be our offering to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Who himself spent much time writing books. And engaged his disciples in doing so. And our own Srila Prabhupada, of course, he spent much time writing books. Even when he was traveling all over the world, he used to not sleep at night. One godbrother suggested to me that I do the same thing. Like Srila Prabhupada, preach in the day and then don't sleep at night and just work on books at night.
So Prabhupada pole pagal nerangalil pracharam seivathu iravil pustakam ezhuthuvathu thoongam irpathukondru.
But I'm not capable of that.
Anal ennal adhu vandu seiy mudiyadhu.
But many times Prabhupada said that he would like to withdraw from, especially from management. He was much involved in the management of his temples. Your Tamil is very good. You don't use English words. You could have just said management. But you like to speak pure Tamil. That's good. Some other word. Yeah. Yeah. Generally in Hindi or Bengali, if you don't know the word, you just say it in English. But you don't take that shortcut. That's good. Better to keep the language pure. So, I can also understand you're not a manager because you don't know the word. You don't know the word for management.
I guess I won't.
So, Prabhupada, in one letter, he wrote that, if necessary, I can just stop all my traveling and preaching.
So,
but I cannot stop writing these books. Because Prabhupada was saying that I'm doing so much traveling and preaching, I could be doing more writing of books. But so he said, if I have to choose, better I stop the traveling and preaching. Prabhupada said, I cannot stop that because that is my service to my Guru Maharaj. He took this as his most important service to write these books. Of course, Prabhupada, he didn't just stop either activity. He didn't stop either activity. But we see his dedication to writing or composing his books. That even when he was lying on the bed in Vrindavan shortly before passing away, apparently very weak.
So Vrindavanathil avarude maraivadhukku sattu munbaga kuda padukai paduthundu paduthukonde migavum noyavapattirundha bodhu kuda paarkirom.
He had hardly strength to speak.
Avaru pesa kuda sakthi illadhavaraga irundhar.
But his mental functions were as clear as ever.
Anal avarude moolayanadhu miga telivaga seyalpattukondundhu.
You can see it was filmed. You can see the recording of that Prabhupada lying on his bed, just with little, whatever little energy he has, very faintly speaking, dictating his purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. So up to the last breath he was serving his Guru Maharaj by composing these books. Of course, it's not his last breath. Those who, up to the last breath, go on serving Krishna, they go on serving Krishna. So Prabhupada, like his own Guru Maharaj, showed us the path of a constant absorption in Krishna consciousness. So, let us pray for the blessings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That we can serve the mission of Srila
Prabhupada.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very strict. Prabhupada said, I'm 80% more lenient than my own Guru Maharaj. But then again, Prabhupada also said that when Prabhupada was traveling all over the world, he wouldn't see his disciples so often. And he said that, well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he will look after you.
So Prabhupada
He gave the example that the grandfather is more kind than the father. Father is naturally kind to his children. But the grandfather is more kind. So Prabhupada said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he will look after you. So, prati janme janme asha charanera dhuli. We simply pray for the dust, or we simply desire the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, life after life. Our link with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is through Srila
Prabhupada.
These are all Mahan, 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 Super Mahabhagavats. There is no language which can describe the greatness of these persons. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But by their mercy, they make it possible. So if we can somehow or other become attached to their lotus feet, we will get the blessings of Krishna.
Anyway,
Is there any question anyone would like to ask about this? Hopefully, I mean, next time I come here, I mean, I'll be here, then I'll be here probably in Vellore area, in and out until about February. Then after that, I'm not sure when I'm coming. But the next time when I come, then that book should be printed about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It'll probably take some time before it's printed in Tamil. But anyway, then that will be something useful I did in this life. So those of you who can read English, they can read it. You have to be very careful of English. Most of the garbage ideas in the world are transmitted through English. Rubbish ideas. On the other hand, Prabhupada's books are in English, so that's the best things in the world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted Prabhupada to preach in English. Just about 2 weeks before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away from this world, he sent a letter to
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada had written to him and said that you have so many sannyasis and brahmacharis who are fully engaged in your service in the mission. But I'm a grihastha. At that time he was a grihastha. And I'm not able to serve you in the same way as they are. So he wrote the question, how can I serve you? And about 2 weeks before the passing away of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was incidentally on
January 1st, 1937,
he sent the letter to Abhay Charanaravinda Das. In which he said that you are expert in English. So if you try to preach in English, that will be good for you and good for others. So Prabhupada recognized this as the same instruction he had received when he first had darshan of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in
1922.
So, you can... Anyway, I don't recommend you spend much time trying to learn English. Try to learn about Krishna in any language. But if you do have access to English, then you can read Prabhupada's books. And actually reading Prabhupada's books is a good way to learn English. Because they're in very the linguistic style is very simple and very clear.
மிக எளிமையாகவும் மிக தெளிவாகவும் இருக்கும்.
At the same time, it's very sober, good class of English.
அதே சமயத்தில் அது மிக உயர்ந்த தன்மை கொண்டதாக இருக்கும்.
So, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Again, is there any question?
ஏதாவது கேள்விகள் இருக்கின்றதா?
How can we be enjoyed by the great enjoyer? Like you were telling in the morning that Krishna is the enjoyer, and we have to be enjoyed by him.
Yeah, how can we be enjoyed by Krishna?
அவர்கள் கேட்டது, இந்த காலையில் நீங்கள் கூறினீர்கள், கிருஷ்ணர் அனுபவிப்பவர், அனுபவிப்பாளர், நாம் அனுபவிக்கப்பட வேண்டியவர்கள் என்று. நாம் எவ்வாறு அனுபவிக்கப்படுவது?
What do you mean? That Krishna is so great and we are so small? That how can he enjoy us? What is the essence of the question?
Like you said about enjoy, that word
you used. Yeah. So we are enjoyed by Krishna means that we are meant for Krishna's service.
So Krishna ra nam anvayikkapadavendra endral nam Krishna ku sevai seivadhukaga ullavargal endru porul.
Everything we do should be for Krishna's pleasure. That just like we may like to dress ourselves very nicely. That is something done for personal enjoyment. But that same propensity, if we instead dress Krishna very nicely, that is Krishna consciousness. We like to eat very nice foods, but if instead we think, how can I cook very nicely for Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna appreciates that attitude. Krishna appreciates means he likes that. He takes pleasure in that. Krishna says, Patrang pushpang phalang toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhakti upahritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. One who, following the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga, who offers with bhakti to me, fruit, flower, leaf, or water, I accept it.
So Krishna kodigra bhakti yogathin vidhimuraigalai pinpatri yaar oruvar enakku ilai alladhu poo alladhu neer alladhu palam kodukkirargalo adhai naan ettukolgiren endru.
So why should Krishna accept leaf, flower, fruit, or water? They're ordinary things and they're all made by Krishna.
Yen Krishna neer alladhu ilai alladhu
He accepts it because it is offered with love. Prabhupada gave the example that a man may be sitting and eating with his young child. So he's eating and also feeding his child, encouraging the child to eat. So in the course of eating, if the child thinks, oh, this is something which tastes very nice, and he takes some of that and says, gives to his father, says, this is very nice, you take it, you enjoy it also. So the father becomes very pleased by the attitude that he, because he loves me, he wants to give that which is enjoyable to him to me. So that's an example. That is the essence of bhakti. That instead of thinking, what, I will serve God and in exchange He will give something to me. That is not bhakti. That is a kind of business. But when we think how to act only for His pleasure, that is pure devotional service. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilalam bhaktirutama. This means that the uttama bhakti, the highest level of bhakti, is that which is without the propensity for other desires.
So,
other desires means desires for gross material enjoyment or even on the intellectual platform. That uttama bhakti is executed, it's a cultivation of devotion in a manner that is always favorable for becoming more and more advanced. This is an important, it is the essence of everything we are trying to teach you. It means a change of consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say there is Jagat Darshan and Golok Darshan. Jagat Darshan means to see this world and consider oneself an enjoyer of it. And Golok Darshan means to see that everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. This attitude is the necessary requirement for entering into Golok.
So Golokathil naam nuzhaiyadharku indha manobhavam miga miga mukkiyamaana thevaiyaanadhu.
So some of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have earlier tried to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. But they didn't succeed as did Prabhupada. What's the reason, he's asking.
Did everyone hear the question?
So அதாவது பக்தி சித்தாந்தத்தினுடைய சீடர்கள் சிலர் பிரபுபாதாவுக்கு முன்பாகவே மேல்நாடுகளுக்கு சென்று கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை பரப்புவதற்கு முயற்சி செய்திருக்கிறார்கள்.
Well, well, from the external point of view, that could be seen that just shortly after they went, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away. And there was chaos in the Gaudiya Math.
Chaos.
The infighting. Prabhupada said that there was the lack of the proper service attitude. That those who went, it seemed they were more interested in advertising themselves as great preachers than in actually changing people's hearts.
So,
anyway, again, we have to be very careful when we consider these topics. We have to see with two kinds of vision. On the one hand, there are many lessons to be learned from the disintegration of the Gaudiya Math.
In the Gaudiya Math,
I mean, actually, Prabhupada shouldn't have needed to start ISKCON. It should have just gone on, is the mission that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started. Well, it didn't stop. I mean, there still is Gaudiya Math today. But it's split into many groups. And for a long time, they lost much an idea of preaching. Or at least in the same dynamic way that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did. I mean, the infighting and the breakup of the Gaudiya Math was a traumatic experience for its members.
So Gaudiya Mathil ulla ukkosargal adude ulla kulappangal andha bhaktargalukku migundha thuyarathai alikkadha irundhathu.
So we should learn from that we have to, you know, within ISKCON, we should all cooperate together to and keep the spirit of the acharyas alive. At the same time, Prabhupada said that even though he himself was critical of his god brothers, he said that his own disciples should not criticize his god brothers.
So Prabhupada avargal avar matra saga aanmiga sagodargalum kutram kandalum avar kurinar naam namad aanmiga sagodargalum kutram kaanakudadhu endru.
Prabhupada said actually they are all great personalities, but there is differences of opinion about preaching.
Avargal ellorume unnadamana nagargal dhaan aanal pracharam seivadhil avargalkkum karthu verpaadu irundhathu.
So we shouldn't criticize them. They are great persons. It's just like, you know, in the family there are different brothers, and the father might warn his children that you be careful of that brother of mine. He's not properly on the line.
So or kudumbathil thandai தன் மக்களிடம் கூறலாம், உங்கள் அந்த சகோதரனிடம் நீங்கள் ஜாக்கிரதையாக இருக்க வேண்டும், அவன் சரியில்லை என்று.
Maybe, you know, one brother, he's, you know, he's not behaving properly or something. So they warn him. So the father will warn his children, be careful of my brother.
So ஒரு சகோதரர் சரியாக இல்லாமல் இருக்கலாம், அப்பொழுது தந்தையானவர் அவர்களுக்கு எச்சரிக்கை கொடுக்கலாம், அந்த சகோதரத்தை பற்றி நீ ஜாக்கிரதையாக இருக்க.
So the children take the warning. But at the same time, the uncle is still an uncle and he should be respected as such. But that's a rough example. Hare Krishna.